the city of Lincoln in the north of England. Scenic, suburban, and suddenly a hub for Britain's war on terror. This week, the government announced that it's now conducting drone attacks on Afghanistan from this base behind me, RAF Waddington, where 100 personnel are manning the high-tech Reaper drones carrying 500-pound bombs and Hellfire missiles. In response to the move, hundreds of anti-war demonstrators have marched through the city to the army site.
It's a symbolic move, bringing the base for control into Britain is a statement of support for this military activity by the British government. And it's clearly a project like escalating this drone warfare.
Drone expert Chris Coles agrees that Britain is expanding its drone project with the help of its friends.
Yeah. Well, the UK has 5 armed Reaper drones in service at the moment. They ordered another 5 in 2010, and these are coming into service now with the opening of this base. The UK also has 4 other different drones in service. The most worrying, I suppose, is the Hermes drone, which is an Israeli drone that we've been using since 2008. But that was supposed to be replaced by a new British Watchkeeper drone, it's called, also being built jointly between the UK and Israel. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The government defends drones. It says they save lives. It will only admit to one killing, although critics say the reality on the ground speaks differently. The UK also insists its operations are only in Afghanistan, where British drones have flown about 45,000 hours and fired about 350 times. But Britain's strongest ally, America, has rapidly increased its use of drones in Pakistan and Yemen, where civilian casualties are increasing. And demonstrators here say Britain could be involved in these hidden wars that they say are being fought behind British people's backs.
It's very difficult now to get public opinion behind supporting wars. People don't like to see young men and women being killed, so they want to kind of make that kind of much more distance. And so drones very much help with this, to make it distant so that we don't see the results of these kind of interventions.
In January, the UN formally launched an investigation into the use of drones. They are becoming the weapon of choice to wage war and slip under the radar. Meaning in countries like Britain, the true consequences of attacks being navigated from British soil may never be known. Nagis Mobalaghi, Press TV, London.